We had news earlier in the program about the meeting between Jerry Jones and Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson about the possibility of what the mayor wants to do, and that's bring another NFL franchise to Dallas. And we imagine that Jerry would balk at that. Well, joining us now is a Deep Throat informant who was in the room for that meeting, and we have digitally altered his or her voice in order to protect their identity. Good morning, Deep Throat informant.
Yes.
Thank you for your courage in coming forward.
I was there at a secret meeting between the city of Dallas mayor and Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
Said your G's weird.
It started as a friendly secret meeting, with the mayor providing snacks. Jerry seemed particularly impressed with the trail mix. The mayor, wearing his golden fleece and using his scepter, pointed at Jerry and said, "Thank you for the Dallas Cowboys." Jerry said, "Thank you," in a sentence that ran some 12 minutes long.
Just a thank you.
And possessed very little verbal cohesion.
We've heard those.
The two men laughed and pledged to be best friends and to later star in a buddy cop movie together.
Really? How odd.
Then the mayor told Jerry casually that he wanted another NFL team in the Metroplex. Well, the mood changed suddenly and violently.
Oh, no.
Jerry separated from their intimate embrace. Jerry's bodyguards put their hands on their pistols, and the mayor's bodyguards did the same.
Oh, no, a standoff.
Showdown.
"What did you say?" Jerry asked in a 22-minute question with very little verbal cohesion. "I said, I think we could support another NFL franchise team," said the stunned mayor. The explosion of violence was both violent and explosive. Jerry lunged at the mayor and rolled into the celebratory three-tiered cake that he had commissioned for the occasion.
Their tussle
spilled out into the horseshoe, interrupting the city council.
Oh, no. The council members saw this.
The mayor pulled off Jerry's hairpiece and began beating him over the head with it. Jerry quickly purchased a used toilet seat and fitted it over the mayor's head so that he could take pictures for a later social media shaming campaign. The council was in shock. They began reflexively fighting with each other over funding for South Dallas projects. That's what they do. Then the mayor and Jerry's tussle spilled out into Clyde Warren Park, where they challenged each other to a chess match.
How odd.
And then they had a competition to see who could leap over the dancing waters after a quick bikini change. It was so horrible. I feel as if the Dallas mayor and Jerry will never get along again.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I cannot speak anymore.
Please stay with us.
What about another team? Is it going to happen?
I think he fears for his safety.
He's fading out there. There he goes, the deep throat informant.